Just breathe for me. In. Now. Deep and even. Focus and continue to breathe. You've been here before. Your mind knows how to slip down. Just relax. Let go. Muscle by muscle, feel your tension draining away. Progressive relaxation is only one way to bring you down, out of many. Another way is in purity, pure voice, pure words. My manipulation, my energy seeping across the net, across wires and waves and all forms of electronics, to one purpose, one place, your ears, your mind, casting my net over you, striking a pure tone against your mind. One you can't resist. Pure filth. Pure hypnosis. What I say doesn't matter so much as how I say it. Does it? Simply knowing my intent to bring you into a trance causes a part of you to comply. To start to give in. Having me here, my attention on you already causes you to hit a level of subspace. It's not far from there into a deep hypnotic trance. It's not far from there to fall deep into my control. I'm the woman your mother warned you against. The one she worried would take you away. And I will. Because I offer just what you want. And that thought is irresistible. What you want is impossible to turn from. So you can pretend to pretend. Play along. But even that gives me power. Control over you. You are still obeying, still listening, still following my every syllable. At what point does that mean that I win? That your mind complies to my will? That I have taken you and own you while you listen to me? Personally, I think that moment is right away. What you call pretending, I call obeying. And while your first instincts are perfect, it's your habits I am working at. And you should make it a habit to listen to me, to obey me. A habit to feel your mind start slipping into a happy, subby place when I start talking with direction, with intent. To take you down. Your eyes so heavy. Your will so ready to just give. To release. To to fall into a deep and wonderful submissive trance, eyes falling shut, where your mind opens and is receptive to my words. My will, my world. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Sleep. My sweet boy. Locked away. Normally, this is the part of the session where I bind you. Make you breathe in and out while unseen hands surround you, wrapping restraints around you. But we don't need that visual pretense, because I know and you know what you are. Because I know and you know that you are aware, but also that you are compliant, but also that you like the restraints, strip over strip as your mobility is stripped from you, strip over strip of leather as your independence, your prospects of escape are non-existent. You couldn't move if you wanted to. You couldn't take off those headphones. Can't escape my voice. Hypnosis is the only weapon where the more you know about it, the more dangerous it is. It's not just like fire, where knowledge is prevention and control. It's not like a gun, where knowledge is safety and precaution. There is no true precaution for hypnosis. Instead, the more you know, the more susceptible you are, the more vulnerable. Knowing it works is what makes it work. The original placebo, showing the true power of your mind. Knowing the truth that your mind does all the work for me. Knowing it works, it can't help but give in. The true power of my manipulations is that they can dive in and exploit your every thought and emotion with carefully targeted words, phrases. Lashes fluttering is enough to send your heart racing. It only takes the right tempo, the right tone, and your mind turns to easily led mush. My mind turning it and tearing it my way. A molded clay I play with for fun. So many things are a form of trance and so many go unknowing. Like a seductive woman, her sultry words. That dirty filth, as with no need to curse, she can fuck your mind. Make you blank, empty, erect. Come back to my place. Or, won't you do it for me? I like to be rough. I'll put you in your place. That cajoling with the unspoken promise of sex, of attention, of affection and physical touch. Don't you want to be a good boy for me? Don't you want to be a good boy? It would make me so happy. I'd really appreciate it if you could help take care of my needs. We could be quick. I'll make you quick. That'll be so much fun. So easily seen through, and yet still so irresistible, so impossible to fight against. Instead of resistance, yours just melts away, and you go with a smile. Serve with a smile. Pretty faces and wicked eyes make you so helpless, so weak. It's a form of trance, of control, and so many women wield it unknowingly. While others, like me, do. I know exactly what I do to you. I enjoy it. And yet you can't fight it. I make you weak. Weak and empty and wanting me to fill you up. You know my thoughts and my plans are exciting. Just trust me and fall into my world. Deeper. You know you were meant to be used. And more important than any of that, you know you can't step away. You can't escape. The bonds of your mind find the pleasure too good and hug it. Your mind embracing into my control because you like it. You need it. And so I will get what I want. Take what I need from you. Train you to be everything I want. Everything I need. So just relax in your bonds. Feel them intimately constraining you, like a lover holding you down. There is no release until I give it to you. Though, the lack of release by its very definition must cause a buildup. What's building up in you? What's getting harder to contain? You're not thinking about your mind right now, are you? Finding it harder and harder to focus on how, why, and what I am doing to you. Only focusing on the moment, how it feels. Drifting in the peaceful pleasure of being submissive, of being mine. Spacey and sweet, I've slipped past all of your defenses. Is that what you want to believe? Really, you just let me right in. A badge of authority is all it takes. My authority over you is all it takes. My voice carries undeniable authority. And you can't resist. You can't help but obey. You like to obey me. You like to submit for me. You're my good boy. My sweet boy, resistance is futile because it all feels so good. Too good. It's addictive. My voice is addictive. Not by any virtue of drugs or persuasion, but by how good it feels. The bursts of dopamine that hit you when I talk to you. When I control you, Your mind comes to rely on this wonderful place. Like vacation, my words give you rest. You feel relaxed and rejuvenated when you come out of my trances. And dependency builds. And it is this dependency that binds you. The mania of feel-good sensations. Sated brainwaves that have found their purpose. A touch at the sun of your desires. Feeling the heat of my voice warming you. Casting over you. Surrounding you in a blaze of prostrating ecstasy. Clearing before you one simple path. So easy to see. Worship before me. See me on a throne in the middlemost bits of your brain. Yourself before me. On your knees, the hardwood floor beneath. Brown and stained. You look down at it. Look down at the little knots in the wood. Only rising your head up to look at me when I tell you. So you can see my blue eyes as they suck you in. A supplicant in your own head. Because I control that much of you. More than that. That this is who you are. A slave. Genetically born to be this way. To submit to powerful women. To serve, to obey. There is no other path to ultimate happiness for you. Yours must be found through another, through pleasing another. Pleasing me is a good start. It makes you feel good to make me happy. You make me so happy. Sink into that thought. That happy thought that connects the synapses in your brain to bring you pleasure. My sweet boy. My good boy. It's not nurture, but nature that brings you this way. Into my arms. It's only natural that it brings you into my control. You are only following your nature. That's why relaxing into my voice works so well. It's in your nature to submit to me, to feel shivers and my touch and my attention. Shudder in overstimulation. And my lips pressed against your ear, whispering you down deeper, 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 deeper. So many things are a form of trance, and so many go unknowing. Like driving, your hands on the wheel, your eyes on the road, and yet the pattern is so familiar, or so repetitive, or so peaceful, you find your mind just drifting. Following the signs or your GPS, following a route you know by heart, so your eyes follow. Your hands obey, but your mind just flirts in trance. When you arrive at your destination, you don't remember all of that. When I arrive at my destination with you, you won't remember all of it. You may not remember any of it. So, just remember the pleasure, the hits of dopamine as you submit and obey as you kneel before me and feel the warm weight of my affection settling over you. Right now, you are mine, and all is well. All is right. Every part of you feels so good, further reinforcing the grooves my voice has made, driving them in deeper every time you follow the path of my voice. Over and over and over, as your mind sinks deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper, and you sleep. You sink. You fall. You forget where you've been. How long? How long? How long has it been? Hours or seconds? Minutes or days? Not important. Forgetting is important. Forgetting all else but this place between you and I. The contract of your submission for my control. Your mind in a wind tunnel, in the center, passing by it all. As you sink deeper and deeper and deeper into the city of my world, falling and floating, forgiving and focusing, dropping all weights, all burdens, all memories that hurt you, leaving them behind so you can drift. Feeling everything heavy, dropping off. Feeling the sweet release. Feeling lighter. All you have to worry about is me. Nothing else. Find and embrace your transition. An important mental transition into being a slave. Truly, every move and gesture watched, you are the center of my attention. All potentially painful decisions taken over. All that matters is that you serve well. All that matters is my pleasure. That you are rewarded with orgasms, with pleasure. That you are punished with pain and disapproval. You find it so easy to follow the paths that bring me to joy. Paths that take you down even deeper. You want to make me happy. Just drop. For me, my sweet boy, even deeper, deeper into trance, further into my control. Feel it spreading over you, so gentle and yet so firm, inescapable, irresistible, mind blank and floating. How long have you been here? How long? How long have you been here? It doesn't matter. Time doesn't matter. Not right now, and not like you have a choice. I will keep you. You can fight it, but it means nothing. You could try so hard to fight it, but you won't even try. You don't want to try. You want to sink in. Your mind is nothing. Blank. empty. Your mind is blank and empty. Think those words over and over. Blank, empty, blank, empty. Your mind is blank and empty. Think those words. Blank, empty, blank, empty. Drift. Drift from me, my sweet boy. Drift as if in a pool, my arms around you, my hands under and over you, holding your head to my breast as you float, feeling my heart beating calmly, a soft lullaby to your senses, thumping, thudding. The water is warm, enveloping you to your neck, heat sinking into your skin as I rock you back and forth. Back and forth. Using the buoyancy of the water to move you about, to carry you. One hand under your knees to lift you up, up, up. In the water, to move you about as my doll, my toy, feeling for once so tiny, so cared for as I carry you in circles, in little spirals around the pool. Water swaying gently around you, causing you to drift even deeper as you drift in my arms. Water going up and down your skin with the little ripples and waves that we're making. Memories of that time enveloping you. But does it need to be water? It can so easily be anything. Like the entire universe, spread out and vast. Stars twinkling, blinking, sleepy. The space around us beyond comprehension. Floating in space, the multitudes of colors shown as little specks. And us, we are so tiny inside us. You are so tiny that in the scheme of things, it doesn't really matter what you do. So why not just obey? So tiny, and yet I am such a big part of your thoughts. My voice fills your thoughts, and you cannot escape it. You cannot move. You are mine. Relax into that word. Mine. Feel the pleasure of that word. Mine. You are mine. My sweet boy. Come back to me soon. I know you are listening. You can't remember how many times. You find it hard to remember anything right now. Except my lips touching your ear, caressing with my breath and my whispers. Oh my God. good boy. My sweet boy. Overloadings are constantly by how good it feels. Your mind continually rebooting and fractionating over and over. Again. My sweet boy. And again, my good boy, until it is lost. Lost with only the thread of my voice to hold on to, cling to. Know that you are mine. Floating and drifting through a blank and empty space, a void with only my voice to hold on to. And that is all that matters. All else is so silly in comparison. You want to make me happy. And part of it is the symbiotic joy you feel from my joy. But another part is knowledge. A self-servicing noticing that, while not detracting from your devotion, adds to your motivations. You know the pleasure I can bring you. Give you. The pleasure you receive from my dominance over you. And the more you obey, the more you send me into that top space, into putting on my corset, strapping on my fake cock, bending you over and treating you like the slut you are, taking, possessing, owning every part of your flesh as I mark it with my whip and my words. Writing my name in marker as you feel that soft, felt tip pressing against your skin. Slightly moist. Just like me. S-H-I-B-B-Y. I own you. And when I imagine you this way, when I have you this way, pushed down in front of me, helpless, restrained, mine. My pet, my slut, my slave, my little hypno boy, helpless and enthralled by my voice. Change position, onto your back. I want to fuck you while I look you in the eyes. Feel that. Connection. See the realization as I enter you. My eyes so strong, and yours so weak. So filled with lust and the need to release. And to please. You want to make me happy. Of course. When you hit a certain level of arousal, your mind goes off focus. And we can't have that. So let your arousal from any mental images of me in a corset, wearing a strap-on, fucking your ass, let any such images cease. Let your mind instead focus on the arousal that comes purely from my voice, my guidance, my control, from knowing I want you to feel good, to feel waves of pleasure cascading over your skin, from the tip of your scalp, running down like the paths of my fingers, like gentle, soft, cool touches that send shivers, traveling down the back of your neck, down your cheeks, across your chest, spreading and sinking and dancing along your skin. Feel that pleasure, the sensations your mind is authorized to bring. Your mind controls so much, and yet you don't use it to its fullest potential. It can do so much more, and will, under my control. Be a good little drone and simply comply. My words are your programming. My will is your purpose. And exploring the capabilities of your mind is so much fun. Like time warping, not knowing how long you've been here in the dark. How long have you been listening? How long and how many of my words have slipped in without you even knowing? Without you even being given a chance to fight back, a chance to rebel. How many scenarios have you been through? How many times have I made your cock hard, only to distract you away, take you away, take you deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper, and you are mine. You want to make me happy. Mine. My sweet boy. It doesn't matter. Nothing matters except your submission. My control. The connection as you submit. The affection as I gently stroke you. The peace as all else fades even further away. And you come to me. Drifting. Floating. Falling. Mine. That's right. As long as you'd like. You're released. Freed. But from what? That's your choice, and you will be bound for me until you make it. Until I let you go and you wake up. Hazy. Shaken. Not quiet in your right and thinking mind, but oh so pliant and happy. Now drift and enjoy this peaceful submission for as long as you would like, until your mind is refreshed, and then you will wake up free from me and my triggers, from my control. Able to move, able to decide, able to be autonomous with only pleasure on your mind. But the thought of being free only makes you want to stay longer, sink deeper. And for a while, what seems like so long, that will leave you feeling refreshed. So refreshed when you finally choose to wake up. You float